Welcome back one last time to the Sanford Center here on this Friday evening. Kelly Schultz with you on the Beaver Radio Network. Our final score again, 0-0, overtime tie. And it looks like head coach Jim Scanlon's joining us down at the tunnel. Coach?
Hi, Kelly. Sorry.
No, that's okay. First of all, talk about the play of Erin Dieters tonight. She looked fantastic, didn't she?
Oh, outstanding, yeah. I mean, you look at the scoreboard at the end of the game, and there's a zero up there, you know, under the visiting team. So anytime you do that, you know you've done very, very well. So real proud of her. I thought she was hungry. She wanted the spot, and I thought she went out there and played very, very well.
Your team got 30 shots on net, just couldn't put one away. Abby Miller looked pretty good at the other end, didn't she?
Yeah, no question. I thought their goaltender was outstanding as well, and it was a good hockey game. You know, mm-hmm. for the first game of the year for both teams, it was a good hockey game. It was very hard fought. I was impressed with their team. Very, very impressed with their defense. They made you earn every inch. Didn't give up a lot of second opportunities. You know, we didn't have a lot of zone time, Kelly. That was one thing that, you know, we were hoping to spend a little bit more time in their zone possessing the puck. But credit them. I thought they did a nice job.
On special teams, your penalty kill looked great. Of course, you guys didn't get called for much, just three. But your power play, 0-for-6 tonight. I know at the beginning of the season you look at that, and what do you need to work on?
Well, I think we were certainly having troubles with our zone entries, and that's you know, credit to them. And it was funny, we were talking with Paul after the game. He said, we haven't worked on our PK at all. And as he said, that's probably why they did such a good job. But they definitely gave us fits coming into the zone. And then, you know, they were very, very aggressive. And it's just a matter of we haven't practiced it a ton. And it's just a matter of you just got to keep working on some things. And you know, it's just little things. You know, a lot of times it's doubling up on the puck, trying to make sure we gain possession of it and a little bit quicker puck movement. I thought when we did move the puck around pretty quickly, we definitely generated some chances.
Well, Claire DeGeorge definitely has a presence out on the ice. She had three shots on net here tonight, being a freshman. That's got to be hard to go out there in your first game and have that confidence, but she looked pretty good out there, didn't she?
Oh, absolutely. You know, she's certainly, there's no moment too big for her. I thought, to be honest with you, maybe she should have shot a bit more than she did. I think towards the end there, she tried to make a play back to Mac when Lange went, you know, she probably could have gone to the net because we had some people there. And it's just things like that. You know, we just got to, for everybody, it's like I told now, this is our very first game. We got a long way to go. We're just going to keep getting better. And I love the compete level. You know, things like that, we're good. Our work ethic was good. You know, we just got to keep working on those little things. And that's one of them, just getting pucks to the net.
It was fun to see you guys practice the shootout. I know it doesn't count for anything, but speaking of Claire DeGeorge, if I was the goalie, I would have been scared watching her skate that fast up the ice and then shoot the puck that hard. That was crazy.
Well, she's done it in every shootout we've had. You know, she won it yesterday, and she does that a lot. She just comes in full speed, and then she'll change where she's going to shoot it. And the goalies never know where it's going to go. And then she's got her feet moving the whole time, so it's very hard to get a read on it. And again, that was impressive. She stepped out there and buried it like she did.
It was fun to watch Haley Mack, Kiki Radke, and Abby Haluska together on that line just because of their speed. For you, Coach, is that going to be your speed line, you think?
Well, for now, yeah, that's definitely something. For sure, Kiki and Haley are two of our quicker players. But Abby's just a smart player. She plays the game fast, and she definitely has some juice with Kiki. So that's a good line, you know, and obviously being just sophomores, you know, you could certainly conceivably see them playing together for a long time. But, you know, like I mentioned the other day, I think we've got forwards that you know, a lot of people can play with different people. So, but, yeah, that's something they definitely can utilize their speed. You know, I thought there was one thing we could have done better is just get pucks past their defensemen and chip it by and go after a little bit more. But, again, it's just one of those things we'll just continue to work on.
Alexis Joyce looked pretty good out there, too. Your senior defender, of course, leading the way there on the defensive side of the puck. But she had four shots on net, including that one. I think she thought it was going to go in, and I thought it was going to go in. And the goalie, a quick glove save by Abby Miller. But what a great blast there by Joyce, just trying to take the eyes away from the goalie there.
Yeah, I just, you know, AJ's a... just a veteran, and she knows she's one of our go-to players, and She plays with a lot of poise, and she's obviously very offensive gifted. So she won't just shoot the puck. She'll wait to see if she can make a play. And you know, sometimes it can be a little bit scary, but a lot of times she'll make a play that a lot of other people can't. So.
Well, these two teams paired up pretty, matched up pretty well. What do you guys need to do tomorrow to get a win?
Well, I think one of the things I mentioned earlier was just a little more zone time, and I think they ran pretty much three lines the entire game. They might have played a fourth line center once or twice. So we just want to come out tomorrow and, again, keep pushing the pace and just keep rolling our four lines. But if we can spend a little bit more time in their zone, that's where teams get tired is defending. So just do a little bit more of that and be a little hungry around the net. I think there was definitely rebounds there. But we never saw a white jersey in that area to get that loose puck. So we just got to do a little better job at that.
Sounds like a great plan, Coach. Enjoy your evening. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, Kelly.